How's it going, everybody? Welcome back. This is Lux FM. I'm Sunny Fassler, and great to have you. A few weeks ago, we dropped our first episode on the current state of travel, where Tim, Martin, and myself discussed what's actually going on right now. But today, we're really attempting to answer the $1 billion question. What will the future hold for all of us in our travels? Will the vaccine be the answer for everything, or is traveling as we know it a thing of the past? I have Martin Jenner, our head of sales, and Tim Heising back with me chatting about the what ifs, the what could be, and the what will be for the future of travel. I hope you enjoy. I got the boys back in the office. I got Tim Heising, our CEO, and Martin Jenner, our head of sales. And today I want to talk to you gents about the future of traveling. And I guess we're just going to start with the $1 million question. Like, what does the future hold for all of us?
We have got some theories, but there's obviously a lot of variables in the calculation. So vaccination ratios, especially in developing countries, how fast will they be? To protect their population, vaccine passports.
How they're going to work, if they're going to run properly, and you know, if there's going to be a vaccine passport that's recognized internationally, how that's going to be managed. It's going to be interesting to see.
Airline industry, it has been shaking up the airline industry big time, especially carriers in the destinations itself.
Budget airlines, maybe. Let's see how they...
Then distress of accommodation providers, and the whole industry, the destiny industry, transfers, etc. So that's all a big shakeup, and we don't know how long it will take until the dusk settles. But we have got some ideas what's gonna change.
I guess, like, if we look back like 12 months ago or even 24 months ago, it's a lot different to travel now. Like, there's a lot more planning that goes into it, and obviously there's a lot more restrictions and measures that, you know, obviously people, airlines, hotels implement. So I guess there's social distancing, there is shuffling people off the airplane like one by one, there's masks, of course. What do you guys think? Is most of the stuff that we're doing now going to stay for the future as well, or do you think some stuff will go, some stuff will stay, or how do you see, I guess, like, traveling at airports, traveling on planes? Like, are we going to be using masks? Are we going to try to social distance even when, you know, this whole pandemic thing blows over?
Yeah, I think we'll have a general awareness of it, and for many, many years, even after the pandemic's maybe over, we'll have some sort of inclination of social distancing and maybe greater hygiene awareness on planes and that sort of thing. But people are quick to forget as well. So let's see how it goes. But I can see for sure that it's going to be, it's definitely going to be changed to what it was 2 years ago, I think, in terms of the flights and travel.
I guess, though, it will stay longer than we would wish for, right? I mean, also, especially on international flights, there's people from around the world and not everybody is vaccinated, right? Basically, every provider of tourism services is trying to protect those who are not, and we still don't know exactly how good the vaccines are working. So I guess, yes, it will go back to normal at one point, but it's probably much longer than we would hope for.
Yeah, and I guess
so. There will be cuts and measurements, definitely.
It's like a new normal. Like, it will go back to normal, but it won't be the same as 12 months.
Yeah, it's going to be very gradual as well. There's not going to be one date where, you know, it's going to be suddenly one day to the next, boom, COVID-free, pandemic over, and everything back to normal. It's going to be a very slow process, like gradual adjustment that regulations and restrictions get reduced one by one until we sort of probably go, without even noticing it, back to normal.
Yeah.
Like you said, I think it's a long way off. Yeah.
Like a fluid transition.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I guess, like, with all this, right, the risks, or some of the risks, they will remain. I mean, it's not going to go away. So what do you think about it?
No, for sure. I mean, tourism will change generally. Yeah, people are more looking for shorter distances. vacations, probably longer vacations that make it actually worthwhile, all the extra effort.
Yeah. Probably fewer longer vacations.
Exactly. And probably more conscious travelers. Yeah, trips that really mean something for us to be worthwhile. The risk and the extra hassle. I guess like, trips will be slowed down. It's more adventurous, more outdoorsy, where you basically don't mix up that much with other people.
I think if you think back like 2 years ago, people were taking flights on a whim, you know? Like you wanted to, people would do things like, oh, they had a free weekend, oh, let's go on EasyJet, see where we can fly to for 10 euros. Like that kind of, I hate to say the word reckless, but like, you know, that kind of like traveling just on for the sake of it, that's definitely gone, I think. Like,
it'll come back in at least not in the same capacity.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's necessarily a bad thing either, because those sort of flights and that sort of carbon footprint for doing something just on a whim like that, maybe that was something that's good to get rid of.
Yeah.
But people are still going to fly, and they're going to be more conscious about where they're going and make sure it's a trip that's worthwhile.
Like, yeah.
It's probably less big hotels, less clubbing.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
And those kind of things, and they will remain for quite a while.
And I guess, like, you said it before, right? Like, people tend to forget quite easily or quite quickly. So I guess, like, the question I have is, like, do you really think the way we travel, you know, the habits we have when it comes to traveling, do you think that's going to change? Or is it going to change now and then?
You mean the habits we have right now in COVID?
Right now, or just in general, like, you know, obviously the habits have changed, right? Mm-hmm. Like people have different habits, not just when it comes to traveling, but also when it comes to living and going outside of public places.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes I feel like, and you actually said it, you know, we tend to forget, right?
Yeah.
And that's always something I have, right? That I actually think about it. Are we going back to like all this, you know, are we making the same mistakes again?
Well, I guess that depends on how good of control we get over the pandemic. If it's really safe, if there's everybody vaccinated, if basically there are no restrictions anymore, then yes.
Do you think there will be no restrictions whatsoever? Like that we can literally, what you said, we can open the computer right now, book a flight to wherever because we have 2 free days.
No, that will stay for quite some time. That will stay for quite some time. But how long? I could not say.
Yeah.
And I think nobody can say because there's just too many variables. Yeah. How are the vaccines really working? What are the mutants doing? Yeah, are those vaccines actually covering ourselves against the different mutants?
Yeah.
How fast is the pace of vaccinating the developing countries, which are a lot of traveler destinations, right? And we are still too early in the pandemic to really say that. But my guess is it will definitely continue for another 1 to 3 years, for sure, at least. Yeah, probably even a little bit longer. It will ease, but it won't be gone soon.
And I guess like it would also create new, I guess like opportunities, right, for businesses, for people. I mean, this pandemic isn't all bad, right? There, obviously, there's some good. Well, you can say it that way, but there's some good stuff coming out of it as well, like more eco-conscious traveling, just in general, like more conscious about health and safety. And I think it's not all bad.
It actually favors us in a lot of points as well. Because the trips that we are offering are actually probably more the trips that people will look for. Boat trips, like secluded resorts with a lot of space.
Remote destinations.
Like this one here.
Exactly. Yeah, being on the fresh air helps.
Yep.
Outdoorsy sports holidays.
Trips that mean something, trips that you're very passionate about. That's...
And I think those products will gain market share. But the hunger for traveling is still there. So it is still a shakeup in the industry, some benefit and some lose, and probably more lose than benefit.
Do you think like, because right now, I guess things are quite volatile in the sense of like, we don't really know what's happening. Like flights can get changed, you know, within minutes, right?
Yeah.
Really. So do you think for people, and I'm talking about travelers now, do you think flexibility and flexibility and
safety,
exactly, thank you, will become much more important and almost like a prerequisite, right?
Obviously,
it is right now, and I think it's obviously going to stay just as much from our side as people are going to require this from the airlines as well. That's here to stay. I think people aren't willing to lay down their hard-earned money on a trip that could potentially be disrupted for no fault of their own. For sure.
Yeah, it's a prerequisite for sure. And the people or the destinations or the accommodation providers and service providers that can actually adapt to it, they will also gain market share, big time.
I guess it's just an extra layer of security,
peace of
mind, and I think that needs to stay if you want to stay competitive, right? Yeah, I guess like the one more point I have is right now a lot of people, they stay either at home or closer to home. So there's a lot of, you know, vacations or trips, exactly, that are very close to home. Do you think that's also something that will emerge even more because of the pandemic?
I think in the short term, yes, that's going to come more and more. Classic one actually is this last winter season in Canada. Canada was locked down, so all the heli-ski operators decided to run packages just for Canadians because there were no possibilities for any other nationalities to come in. And they were able to offer sort of reduced rates because of, they had a smaller market share and they were offering smaller packages, and it worked really, really well. And I think Canadians that may have not taken those trips decided to because it was an option and it was the only option. And I think it sort of, maybe changed that a bit and made them remember what's good in their own country as well. And maybe we'll see a bit more of that as countries lock down and you have to explore your own country a bit more.
Yeah, it's I guess the shorter holidays will be shorter distances, just because it's more effort to plan everything, and there may be connection flights delayed and those kind of things, and they're just not worth it for like 4-day trip. But I guess there's a whole trend to longer stays and staycations and workations. People are working from home a lot. Yeah, so they actually go to the Maldives. Yeah, we just had a Hollywood producer staying in the Maldives for a month. Yeah, and fantastic Ayara, right?
And I guess that's kind of like a business avenue that hasn't really, I mean, of course it happened before, but now I guess it's much more common, right?
Definitely, and much more accepted as well.
Yeah. And we see providers and operators moving towards that way. A few of the resorts, the specialized like boutique surf resorts in Portugal are offering longer term workcations where they set up a desk and make sure they have high speed internet and try to create a bit of a community of people that were free and wanted to go to Portugal for a couple of months and work.
Right.
That's something that I think we'll see a little more of as well.
And I guess like on the flip side, we have more remote trips as well, like where I guess like people are looking for places where there obviously isn't a lot of people, right? So I think that's also something that will emerge and will be trending even more, right? Like boat trips, you said it before, adventure trips.
There's a hunger for open, wide open spaces, for sure. It's definitely a big trend.
I think the city breaks are going to be on the way down.
Right.
Yeah.
And Machu Picchu with 100,000 people queuing up is also not going to happen as it was before.
Any lessons you guys learned personally through all this time, lockdown, I guess the whole pandemic in itself?
I guess just be prepared for anything. I mean, we sort of, a couple of times maybe things sort of got a little bit back to normal and say certain destinations were open again and people were traveling and people were booking, and kind of, like we said before, it's very easy and quick to forget the problems before, and then suddenly there's a new outbreak, bam, there's a new mutation of the virus and the country's closed again and everybody has to cancel their trips again. So I think just, remember, try not to forget how it was before and always be prepared for the worst case scenario and make sure that you have a plan should that arise. Yeah,
flexibility is key. Also for us, we have reduced costs and team and rather stay a little bit conservative on the business planning side, and that worked out really well for us.
That was actually my next question for you. Like, is there something you've learned, like a lesson you've learned learned business-wise, right? And I guess you already touched on it a little bit with a smaller, leaner team, a little bit more, I guess, a more conservative approach to business. Is there anything else?
Yeah, it was rough, and we were quite radical. We reduced costs heavily, basically within a week.
Yeah, really.
And that was tough, and it was a hard decision. It was not nice, but it really helped us to remain in a good situation, because cash reserves obviously didn't drain. And then in the following weeks and months, I guess we have learned that there's a lot of opportunities in every crisis as well. I guess we have been able to gain market share. We have been flexible with our providers. So it's not something where you should give up. There's definitely ways out, even though I didn't see them in the probably like first couple of weeks after the pandemic hit.
Because I guess it's also like it's very unpredictable. Like you kind of learn and adapt on the fly, right? I mean, it's something exactly. You have to be prepared for.
Yeah.
Or I guess you can't be prepared for what's going on, and that's kind of like how you prepare
to be
for
unprepared.
It. Exactly.
Yeah,
but that's a big thing.
Yeah.
And since we talked to the resort manager yesterday here at IATA, and we asked them about their business planning, and they said there's no real forecast, at least not for more than a month out, because nobody knows exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And you need to stay conservative and take the highs as they come, but you need to be prepared for the worst cases.
That's the possibility of a pandemic or COVID 2.0, 3.0, or whatever cross your mind? And are you preparing for it? Even though obviously we're still going through this one, but are you already
I was gonna say let's get out of this one first.
Right. But I guess
do you mean
as a
breaking out again or something completely different?
Right. Or just we've seen it now that it can happen and how disruptive it can be, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So are you already kind of fishing for what, worst case scenario, what's going to happen if it happens again or something similar? It doesn't have to be a pandemic, right?
I mean, since we decreased costs so much, we are actually running quite profitable, even on a loss in compared to 2019. And we are building up more reserves right now. Plus, there is also the government that is actually really helpful. So I think we could, we can sustain that situation definitely for sure. But if it really becomes worse, like we had it in April last year, even that we could probably sustain another 2 or 3 years.
I think preparing for this one and adapting to this one continuously for last year
as well, right?
Is also, has prepared us for anything else as well in the future.
Yeah.
It was the one-off unknown that was the big shot. Now we're in a much better position should that happen again. Yeah.
But if that situation becomes even worse than it is now, it's not only a problem for the tourism industry. We may need to change things totally, drastically. But I that won't happen. I mean, with the measurements we have in place already now, it is possible to travel relatively safe.
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah. I mean, we're living proof, right? And
yeah.
It's been great. Yeah, boys, that's pretty much it from my side. Is there anything else you want to share?
Still go travel. It's too good.
Yeah, definitely. There's been many possible destinations and trips that you could very safely and legally take the last year and a half. Some people maybe close their eyes to it a little bit, but there's with all these safety measures in place, there was many trips you can still take.
It's actually easier than a lot of people think.
I just want to give a quick shout out to IATA Resort for having us, and it's been beautiful, and it's definitely something you guys should check out as well. It's an amazing resort, one of my favorites for sure, and they were kind enough to hosting us for 2 nights. And it's been awesome.
Yeah. Empty waves this morning. Great dinner. Looking forward to another one tonight. It's beautiful, man.
Perfect. Speaking of dinner, I think it's time.
Thanks for having us.
Cheers, Sonny.
All right.
See ya.